Well, which of your talents do you think that you inherited?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
What about in a general sense of when you think of what do you think of yourself as having learned or inherited from attitudes or dispositions, values?
Love of family. Fierce loyalty. Love of animals.
Mm-hmm.
She always allowed us to have pets. Pets galore.
Is that right?
Yes. Her talent, I'd say, her chief talent, was just a tender heart, a great deal of feeling for any person or thing. And she was always ready to help those in distress. And she was as unselfish a person as you ever find anyone. Giving of herself was her great talent. And years later, when Mom was getting older and Grandma was still living, Mama spent more time with Grandma than either Aunt Scrap or Gladys, who lived right close by, or any of the other children. And they all just depended on Mama, really, to keep her company. Not that Grandma needed her, but Mama was afraid she was lonesome, and she'd go sit over there with her. Go after supper and sit with her, rather than staying home sitting with Papa.
Well, where was Grandmother living then?
In that little house right next door.
Right next door.
The one which is burned down.
It's burned. You saw it.
Yeah, it's still sitting there just like that.
Yes. I went by and looked at it.
It's a problem. We'll talk about it off the record though on that. She really had a tender heart, and she loved Grandma unselfishly and lovingly.
All right, let's see where we were. Now, about your mother's personality, what were some of your mother's emotional qualities that you haven't already mentioned? And can you describe her personality a little
more? She was the greatest worrier in the world.
Worrier?
She could worry, out-worry anybody.
What did she worry about?
If she didn't have anything to worry about, she'd think up something.
Well, was Papa in contrast to this?
If he worried, we didn't know it.
So she worried.
Yeah.
Did she talk about what she worried about?
Sometimes.
Or did she just worry inside?
Both, I think.
Or did you inherit any of this worrying?
I'm afraid not.
Well, did she worry in the sense that she anticipated that things would go wrong? Or did she worry
I don't
about
know.
Things around the world? Or?
Well, she went through a great deal. I just remember most of her worrying during World War II when Toots, James, and Marvin were in service. And all three of them came back safely, but she just knew they wouldn't. She worried so much. And I would have worried, too, had my children been there. James and Marvin were just like her children. She reared them.
Well, here's the question. Was she a loving and warm person, or did her personality have a strict and severe side to it, or both?
Well, she was loving, but she did not show it by touching and hugging and things like that. She was not demonstrative with it at all. But she wasn't strict. She was strict, but she wasn't severe. With six daughters, wouldn't you be rather strict?
That's a choice I've never had. Yeah.
Well, she just acted as if she hated every boy that I ever dated. She didn't. And I told her that once. She said, no, I don't. I said, well, Mama, you don't act as if you like any of them. I do. I remember Elton came by there. Oh, the last time he came by there before he married. Came by there a few minutes. one afternoon when I came home from school, and we were standing there in the parlor talking in the living room, and Mama came in, spoke to her, and Elton said, "Well, Miss White, you called bedtime on me many a time when I was in this room." And she said, "Well, Elton, I never called bedtime on you, you know." He said, "Well, no, ma'am, but you surely dropped a lot of shoes."
Well, what was it like for you?
See, their bedroom was next to that room. And he'd hear those shoes drop, he'd say, "Uh-oh." But I never thought about that. But he said, "Oh, ma'am, but you surely dropped a lot of shoes."
What was it like for you when Elton got married?
I'd rather not talk about that on tape.
We're back.